Deborah E. Lake, and this is the Deborah E. Lake Show, and I'm Deborah Unleashed. This is our first day broadcasting. We've already done one show, and if you want to catch it, you can catch it on download. Go to my website. It's the Makes No Damn Sense segment of the Deborah E. Lake Show. I think you might find it entertaining and interesting. Maybe some things you might want to think about as well. Today, I'm going to start by just saying a couple of things. We've got some new things that we offer. We have a toll-free number now that you can call in during any of our shows, and I'll give that to you right now. It's 877-455-4988, and you can also find that on my website at DeborahELake.com. Today, I'm going to talk about being politically correct and how it's actually destroying our country. We're raising a generation of bullies or kids who are being bullied. You're either bullied or you are a bully. That's the choice that our children have in school now. It's unreal. I had my eyes hope opened just over the last few months about what's going on. It's a very different world than when I grew up, and a very different world, country that my father fought for in both World War I and World War II. But political correctness, what is that doing to us, to our American spirit? And how do we define the American spirit today? We, our borders are, for the most part, open. You can pretty much say that. You can pick any day out of the week and go and take a video and record people just strolling across our borders. So we have people coming in, whether you want to call it illegal, I do, or legally. You know, they're still coming in both ways. What do they find when they come here? Do they find a country that's intact and has a sense of who we are as a people and has a sense of what we stand for as a country? Or is it they come here and they find whatever works, works? As long as you don't step on someone's toes, or as long as you're politically correct, you can say and do whatever you want. I don't have the answer for that. I can answer for it personally. And personally, I think that they find that whatever works, works. Whatever you can get away with, as long as you stay in the political correct realm, whatever that is, I think that changes from day to day and from political party to political party, then you can pretty much do and say whatever you want. But what does that say about our country and about those of us who, like me, who love this country and know that the country has a history that's spotty, like most countries, but I also believe that this is the best place to live, at least it was, on the planet. But that is changing. That is changing. And I think we have to own some of the responsibility for that change. There's a lot of talk about illegal immigrants and whether or not they're illegal, and whether or not they should be here, what to do with them now that they're here, and how do you get rid of them, how do you stop them. But there's not a lot of talk about what they find when they get here. What kind of country do they find? We know what kind of country they leave. And sometimes we even know why they leave. But we don't really delve into what people find when they get here. And I think that is what is going on as far as killing our American spirit. And we're not passing the passion for our country, the passion, even the knowledge of what we stand for or stood for, onto the next generation of people, of Americans. We're not doing that. And because of that, we're falling down on the job. So what do I mean when I talk about being politically correct? I say it changes from moment to moment and from political party to political party, from groups of people to groups of people. There's some words that you can say in some settings that are politically correct and okay and accepted. But if you take that same word outside of that particular setting or that particular group of people, you get bashed or it's wrong or you can't use it. Or if you're in a certain political arena, it's okay to talk about different body parts even of for instance, women. If they're of a political persuasion, that appears to be okay. But if it's another persuasion, then it's not okay. So political correctness is fluid, and that's what makes it wrong. If, for instance, a word was politically incorrect, period, I can make the argument to myself and say, okay, I can deal with that. But when you say that it's not okay to say a word outside of a setting, then that's when you lose me. And that, I think, is what is causing the American spirit. We're afraid to stand up for what we believe in because we don't want to be politically incorrect. We don't want to lose our grant funding. We don't want to lose our donor base. We don't want to have fewer friends on Facebook. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. So we're more interested in keeping what we have than telling the truth. Many, many times. We're more interested, our politicians are more interested in getting the next vote than doing the job that they were voted in to do in the first place. It's common knowledge that in our country our politicians hit the ground running. Once they win, they hit the ground running for the next election. That's what we have come to in our country. Being politically correct means that if you see something that is wrong, you're inhibited. You won't say that's wrong because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings or you don't want to bring the wrath and have picket signs outside your office. If you say, like, for instance, Juan Williams, who said how he felt on the Bill O'Reilly show, it wasn't politically correct, so he got fired by those who said that you're not politically correct. So, in other words, he couldn't say in a country where freedom of speech, people died for that and still do, where we have people overseas fighting for our, quote, our way of life. An American right here on this soil could not say what he felt. He did not have that freedom because it wasn't politically correct. So what does that say about us? And how does that tie into the whole immigration debate? We have a responsibility to uphold the laws in our country as they stand. And when that doesn't happen, we have a responsibility as Americans to say, you get out, you get in. Regardless of the political party, this whole business of voting along political lines and voting for Democrats and saying the Democrats are doing this and the Republicans don't do that because they're not as bad as the Democrats And then the Democrats pointing to the Republicans and saying, well, you're not good because you were in there 8 years and you messed up everything, without really actually saying that, well, yeah, we had a Republican president, but the Congress was run by the Democrats. So it's that kind of game that we're playing, and it's a dangerous game today. It's a dangerous game that our politicians and we are playing, because we're allowing that. And if that's the case, and I believe it is, because we're not holding people accountable, we're listening for the spin, because he's our political, he's got the same politics that we do. So we're listening for the spin that will give us the permission to say, oh, okay, see, he's right, or she's right. Or we're listening for the spin to say, oh, I don't agree with that, because they're not the same politics. They're Republican and I'm Democrat. That's a game. That's what kids do. That's what you do in grade school, in high school. This isn't a game. We need to look at the character of people. Look at what they do. Look at who they associate themselves with. Not what they say, what they do, and what they don't do. What do they say in the context of what they do? Stop being politically correct and start telling the truth, your truth. But to do that, you have to know your truth. And to know your truth, you have to walk through the valley, and it's scary sometimes. But to come out on the other side, it's much brighter, and the sun is real. It's not fake. And no one can take it away. The light that you find, no one can take it away. You have to go through the darkness to get to your light, not someone else's, yours. What happened with The View? I'd like to talk about that a little bit. When Bill O'Reilly was sitting down, very comfortably, I might say, Bill, you were quite comfortable sitting there. I've seen others who have fidgeted and done a lot of revealing of how uncomfortable they were. But you were quite comfortable, and I'll give you credit for that. Sitting there talking with the women of The View, and the conversation took a turn, and you disagreed with each other, and they got up and walked out. Never mind what was said. The fact that these women got up, flipped you off, and walked out showed how ignorant and silly they were. Because they played into your hands, some say. I don't say that. I can't say why, what motivated you. I saw it, and part of what I saw was a conversation between people who disagreed, and you. I kind of figured that was going to happen. But some people will say you came there with that intention to bait them. If that's the case, it doesn't say much for how smart they are in that moment, because they fell for it and got up and walked out. But the larger picture, I think, when you look larger, that happens all the time. We sit and we name call and we do everything but the business of making the country better for the next generation. And when things get too heated, we get up and we take our marbles and we go home, or we go to the next bar, or we go wherever we feel comfortable. In the meantime, nothing gets done, nothing gets solved, and people who come in here new, looking for a new life, looking for a better life, find it's pretty much chaos and I can do whatever I want. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And in the process, the American way of life, however you define it, is getting pushed down the toilet. It hasn't been flushed, but it's there. And one of the examples, you see kids going to school who are in very different homes. Some of them come from homes where girls are servants, and I'm being nice. Some of them come from those homes, and they're thrown into home, into school with girls who are brought up what I call the American way, which is we're equal. We have problems, there are issues, there's gender bias, but the bottom line is we're equal and we have recourses. We can say, look, this is not right. But they're thrown in these classrooms with each other and expected to behave. How? And the teachers are dealing with this. And the parents may or may not know about it. But they don't know what's going on either. But this is part of the fallout of being politically correct. We don't stand up as a country. We don't stand up as a group. We don't stand up and say, look, I know, I'm going to give you an example. I know that you grew up in a country where female mutilation was okay, but it's not okay here. This is America. It's not okay here. And I don't care if it's politically incorrect, and I don't care if you're insulted, but you're here in our country, and it's not okay. I don't care if you come from a country where you throw acid in people's faces. Here you don't do that. This is America. So we don't know what we're about. And we're not communicating that. And people are running amok. And then you have something like Arizona, where I was blown away when I found, I'm still checking to make sure that it's true, that the governor is being brought to court by Mexico and a few other countries in Central America, because they don't agree with their immigration efforts to control the borders, their own borders. That's ludicrous to me. That's crazy. That's another example of us being demolished by political correct behavior. We're stuck. We're like in this little maze or something. And it's called political correctness. And everywhere we go, there's a wall. And it's just crazy. I can't say that it's true, but I've read it in two sources. I always do more than that. But so far, that's what I've found, that a state in the United States is going to have to defend its policies on immigration to another country because they don't agree. That is crazy. And that's what is happening with the political correct crew running amok. That's what's happening. And it's only going to get worse. So one of the things that I'm doing with my second year in broadcasting is I am asking people, I'm demanding that people stop ducking their heads and pretending that they don't see what's going on. And find one another, find me, find each other, and forget about the political affiliations. If it were left up to me, everyone would be independent. So no one would be able to play that game. You vote for who you think will do the best job, regardless of what they call themselves. Who do you think is best for the job? And who do you think has the country best at heart? And these are the questions that you should be asking yourself, because we have an election coming up in a few days. And instead of voting along party lines, listen and find out, find the person. It might be hard because there's a lot of corruption out there. It might be very difficult to find someone. But find the best one and forget about the politics. Forget about whether or not they're Democrat or whether or not they're Republican. Because if you think about it, you're not going to agree with everything one politician says or does anyway. Who's going to do the best job? We're at an unemployment rate is almost 10%. It might be 10% now. And it's been that way for a long time. We need to stop the political correctness and get our country back on track. And only Americans can do it. Only Americans can get our own country back on track. That's all I have to say today. Join me again next time. This is our first day of broadcasting. In our second year of broadcasting, I'm happy to say. And you can find out more about the shows that we have coming up next month and later on this month at DeborahElake.com. You can also email me at Deborah@LakeEnterprise.com. Until next time, world.